Selected. Dentrica 2 of 2. Engage neural congress. Wireless auto shunt acquired. Uploading. Mechanized evil. The underforge was ablaze. Infernal fires spread through the chambers, while arcing energies from node columns savaged the surrounding sections. Radioactive rounds sang off railings and twisted architecture. Chains and cadaver constructs jangled. Beams cut through the dungeon darkness of the forge temple, searing into pits and channels of molten sentience, causing liquid iron to fountain and splatter. Servitor shells blasted from the upper platforms, turning possessed machinery into thrashing monstrosities that tore through walkways and support columns with their monstrous claws. Transuranic rounds punched through the infernal plate of forge fiends, newly crawled from their spawning iron. Decker's Ruststalkers had charged. The Sicarians flushed the underforge in a murderous machine wave. The spindly assassins swept through warpsmiths and their Heretech hench units, their transonic blades and cord claws a blur. Stabbing, shearing, cleaving, decapitating. The Ruststalkers tore through the degenerate tech priests, their spoiling flesh and the fell radiance of their inner workings. Hench units smashed the cybernetic assassins down into the flooring, but within moments, Decker's killers had powered up out of the cratered meshing. With hydraulic slickness, the Ruststalkers dismembered wicked appendages and slit throats. Thrashing through malevolent magi with their shivering blades, the assassins lopped off warp-fueled weaponry and kicked rancid servitors back over railings and into the thundering forge. Firing their galvanic rifles, Stroika's Skitarii leapt down from their platform and into the slaughter in the underforge. Servitor rounds slammed through the armor plating of demon engines, turning mounted weaponry into detonating appendages. Still, the monstrosities charged on. Bereft of their warpsmith handlers and knowing only pain in the short time since their demonic birth, the infernal machines rampaged through the underforge. Blasting about them with the raw interface of weaponry, while tearing at the walls, floor, and twisted architecture like demented machines, the demon engines unleashed their abyssal fury. As Haldron 44 Stroika moved through the havoc, leading his vanguard Skitarii, he blasted things of monstrous, mechanized evil with alternating streams from his arc pistols. The underforge was a vision of rancorous devastation. Struts and support girders spun through the smoke of the chamber. Walkway wreckage rained down upon the battle. Molten iron splashed, raged, and blasted forth from channels in curtains of scalding fury. Phrenos 361 bobbed, weaved, and swooped through the carnage, leading its master and the Skitarii that followed towards the magnelevator on the other side of the forge level. Stroika's Skitarii were dying. Biometric readings faded on his filtered overlays, telling of the terrible price the machine god's holy soldiers were paying for facing the temple's demon engines. Vanguard Skitarii were blasted apart by huge, hunched walkers that still dripped with molten iron. The butcher cannons of the demon engines decimated the soldiers, shredding through cybernetics and warplate. Siege claws thrust forth through the furnace mist, impaling Stroika's vanguard troops. The walkers' weapons revolved horribly, hurling limbs and appendages in all directions. Monstrous crawlers came forward on their stabbing, spidery legs, shearing through Skitarii combat chassis as servitor shells and transuranic bullets thudded through hell-forged armor plating. Bringing their infernal flamers up, the defiler engines added to the unnatural fire sweeping up through the forge. Blasting hellfire up through the platform grating and catwalks, the demon engines turned rangers into thrashing shapes whose base organics were roasted within their warplate. Mauling engines decked in thick, barbed plate charged through throngs of Sicarian Ruststalkers. The quadruped abominations thundered their diabolical fury as their metal-cloven hooves trampled the spindly assassins. As the Ruststalkers were smashed aside and torn appendage from bionic appendage by the passing barbs, one machine beast reared and stamped down on the armored shells of Sicarian heads. Ruststalkers swept in under magna cutters and the demon engine's lasher tendrils. Drawn to weaknesses between the clinkered plates, Nallode Decker 871 and his assassins closed on the monster, stabbing and goring the metal beast. "Down! Haldron 44 Stryker yelled, sliding down onto the forge floor. A forge fiend reared from a pit of molten metal, streaming with sickly liquid iron. Glowing like a hellish armored hound, the thing brought forth the ectoplasmic cannons mounted on its shoulders. Two of Stryker's Skitarii rolled aside, but the three others, filing across the forge floor, disintegrated in the spectral path of ectoplasma that thrashed through the cybernetic soldiers. The forge fiend jumped from the pit, standing over Stryker like a monstrous scavenger guarding a half-eaten corpse. The Primus wasn't finished yet. "Caliver!" Stryker screamed, as molten iron dribbled over him, burning his warplate and greatcloak. Stryker thrust his outstretched gauntlet at the forge fiend, sending his arc pistols back up their rails. A vanguard Skitarius surrendered his plasma caliver to his Primus, sliding it across the roasting mesh of the forge floor. As the demon engine watched the weapon skitter and bounce along and into Stryker's grasp, it opened its armored mouth and roared the hellish heat of a furnace at him. The monster's ectoplasmic cannons clunked around in their mountings, aiming straight down at the prone Stryker. Bringing the plasma caliver up and settling the weapon against the leaking wound in his midriff, Stryker yanked back on the trigger. "Back, abomination!" he vox-hailed with modulated fury. A stream of blue sunfire globes blasted forth from the plasma gun, hitting the forge fiend in the chest. Blazing like novae, the successive orbs of plasma energy hammered into infernal plate and molten demon flesh. The infernal engine roared in unearthly agony, scrabbling back. Stryker got to his feet, indomitable in his advance. "Back, I say, back to the accursed dimension from which you came!" The Skitarii commander leant into the bulk of the heavy weapon, unleashing a fresh salvo of plasma at the thing. Radium rounds joined the onslaught, driving the beast back. Like his vanguard Skitarii, Stryker wouldn't relent. In an effort to escape the radioactive storm and the searing agony of Stryker's plasma gun, the demon engine retreated. Feverishly hauling itself back over the lip of the pit, the bestial machine took another blinding blaze of plasma fire into its hunched, clinker-plated back. Slinking into the liquid metal of the pit, the forge fiend's fearful form disappeared below the molten surface. "Hydrogen flasks!" Stryker transmitted, prompting Skitarii to throw him ammunition for the caliver, which he mag-locked to his belt. Stryker smashed a shrieking warpsmith aside with the butt of his plasma gun, sending the heretic to the deck in a shower of workings. Fat-bellied servitors, built into yoke-like augmentations that bore heavy lifting claws, turned black with the hails of radium shells crackling into their spoiling flesh. Stryker barged them aside in his hurry to get to the temple magnelevator. Signatures were dying all about him, and up on the platforms of the Overforge, 10 Victro Tiberiacs and his rangers had been forced to turn the merciless accuracy of their galvanic rifles and transuranic arquebuses on approaching iron warriors. "Doors!" Stryker ordered. Two Skitarii soldiers got the bionics of their fingertips into the crack between the magnelevator's closed doors. Hauling with hydraulic force, the Skitarii prized the doors open, allowing Stryker to peer up and down the abyssal shaft beyond. The freight car seemed to have been taken down into the bowels of the Forge Temple, deep into the info tombs and data crypts of the Magnaplex Maximal. Although the car was supported on magnetic fields, a thick, oiled cable ran from the car roof to a winch set in the top of the shaft. It was only an auxiliary system in the event of a power outage, but it suited Stryker's needs perfectly. Phrenos 361 drifted through the doors, the servo skull disappearing into the gloom as it descended through the shaft. "Cable, go!" the Primus ordered. One by one, his vanguard Skitarii soldiers shouldered their carbines and arquebuses. Holding the slick cable in the vice-like grip of their bionic gauntlets and wrapping the augmentations of their legs about it, the cybernetic soldiers slid down the shaft. Looking back across the scene of diabolical carnage unfolding across the flame-swirling underforge, Stryker saw 10 Victro Tiberiacs draw a phosphor serpenta and blaze a volley of blinding phosphoric bolts into a charging monstrosity of the Iron Warriors Legion. As the chemical fire raged about the traitor space marine, the guiding light of its fury drew servitor shells in on the same craterous wound, sending the brute crashing down to the floor. Nallodecker 871 was up on the back of an infernal engine whose plate-fused demon body was set in a nest of arachnoid legs. Decker's transonic blades were buried in the shoulders of the diabolical thing, shivering their way through its demon flesh. Using one as a handhold in the back of the thrashing machine, he drew the other across the abomination's throat. Rolling clear of the dropping demon engine, the spindly princeps gave Stryker the briefest of nods before cleaving his blades back through an attendant ward engine. Shouldering the plasma caliver, Haldron 44 Stryker grasped the oily cable and slid down into the abyssal darkness of the shaft after his Skitarii.